From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama prepares to make an historic trip to Cuba. The president will travel to Cuba on Sunday for a visit with Cuban President Raul Castro, as well as with Cuban dissidents. As VOA's White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas reports, it's a move to normalize relations between the two countries 55 years after they broke off ties.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
Meanwhile, a cruise ship rescued 18 Cuban migrants off the coast of Florida, ending a trip in which the migrants said that 9 other people of their group had died. Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas picked up the migrants Friday morning just west of Marco Island. Those rescued said they had been at sea for 22 days. They were treated for severe dehydration and given medical treatment when the ship reached port in Cozumel, Mexico on Saturday. The U.S. Coast Guard says that crossing attempts have steadily risen since 2014. This is VOA News. The top suspect in the terror attacks in Paris last year has been discharged from a hospital in Brussels and will face official questioning and a fast-track extradition to France. After an emergency defense council meeting at the presidential palace in Paris, French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve called the capture of 26-year-old Salah Abdeslam on Friday an important blow to the terrorist organization Daesh in Europe. The minister said that France will continue to equip law enforcement and keep security tight as the threat level remains extremely high. He added that France must maintain the vigilance in proportion to the threat level. Meanwhile, Abdeslam's lawyer, Sven Marie, says he will fight efforts to extradite his client to France.
Well, I can tell you that he's collaborating with the Belgian justice and that we will refuse the extradition to France.
Abdeslam was considered the ringleader in the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris that left 130 people dead. A suicide bomb blast in Istanbul killed 5 people and wounded at least 36 others, including 7 in serious condition. Dorian Jones has details.
Officials say the Saturday explosion happened on Istiklal Street, a wide boulevard usually full of shoppers and pedestrians at this time of the week. Turkey is already on high alert after recent bombings in the capital, Ankara, claimed by Kurdish rebels. And in the lead-up to the Kurdish Spring celebrations Monday, security forces are continuing a crackdown against the rebel Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, in towns and cities in the predominantly Kurdish southeast of Turkey. During a 2-year peace process between the government and the PKK that collapsed last year, Newroz became a public holiday as part of pro-Kurdish reforms. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russian officials investigating the crash of a Fly Dubai 737 in Rostov-on-Don Saturday say the flight data and cockpit voice recorders have been recovered from the doomed airliner. The aircraft crashed early Saturday morning as it was attempting a second landing in heavy weather. All 62 people on board were killed. Fly Dubai's CEO, Gaith Al-Gaith, said that there was no distress call, but weather could have played a role.
As far as we know, the airport was open and we were good to operate. That's what we know now. What was the weather exactly? How did that affect this unfortunate accident? It's too early to tell.
Officials hope the data recordings could help make clear what happened in the final moments of the flight. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.